Welcome to the News Corp European Open Podcast on the 19th of November 2025. Asia-Pac stocks were choppy and cautious, ending subdued as markets awaited the FOMC minutes and Nvidia earnings. The dollar index traded narrowly while the euro, cable and dollar yen held steady ahead of key inflation data and central bank updates. US equities fell but closed off lows as technology and consumer discretionary underperformed on renewed AI valuation concerns after Rothschild downgraded Amazon and Microsoft. Health and energy outperformed, the latter lifted by firm crude prices. The SPX fell 0.83%, the NDX 1.20% and the DJI 1.05%, while the RET gained 0.21%. On the Fed, President Trump said he has begun interviews for Fed chair and would love to remove Powell immediately, adding he already knows his choice. Treasury Secretary Bessent said Trump may announce the new Fed chair before Christmas. The Labour Department confirmed weekly jobless claims will be released Thursday after a technical glitch, while the BLS delayed September PPI to November 25th. On trade, Trump said China is on track with farm purchases, but wants faster soybean buying and asked Bessent to press Beijing. The White House said the US and Saudi Arabia will deepen trade engagement and confirmed Trump will address the US-Saudi Investment Forum on Wednesday. Asia-Pac trade was cautious. The ASX 200 was flat as expected wage data and gold miner strength balanced outflows. The Nikkei swung between gains and losses as Japanese debt yields rose and fiscal concerns lingered. The KOSPI slumped up to 2.2% before trimming losses, led by Samsung weakness. The Hang Seng and Shanghai comp opened firm but faded, mirroring global tech pressure. US futures turned lower with sentiment souring in Japan and South Korea, while European futures are pointing to a flat open after Tuesday's 1.9% Euro Stoxx 50 drop. Over in FX, the dollar index held within a narrow band near recent highs. The euro steadied below 1.16, with focus on easy CPI data. Cable was little changed ahead of UK CPI, with markets pricing a 79% chance of a December BOE rate cut. Dollar yen traded around 155.50 amid cautious risk tone and mixed yen moves, while the Aussie and Kiwi eased as sentiment soured. The PBOC set the dollar yuan midpoint at 708.72. In fixed income, treasuries firmed modestly, while German debt gained on risk aversion. Japanese debt weakened after a soft 20-year auction with the 40-year yield hitting a record 3.685%. In commodities, crude consolidated after earlier gains linked to the Trump-Saudi Crown Prince talks, with mild pullbacks on reports of US-Russia peace efforts over Ukraine. Gold held above $4,000 per ounce, copper was subdued, and Bitcoin slipped toward $91,000. BOJ Governor Ueda, Finance Minister Katayama and Economy Minister Kiyuchi are set to meet today, with Katayama to speak shortly after. Japan plans over 20 trillion yen in fiscal spending, while BOJ rate hikes are unlikely before March, according to Kataoka. Geopolitically, the Trump administration has been working with Russia on a new Ukraine peace plan and dispatched a Pentagon delegation to Kyiv. Russia said Ukraine's ATACMS attacks were intercepted, while Poland scrambled jets amid fresh strikes. Explosions were reported in Lviv near the Polish border. Elsewhere, China renewed its ban on Japanese seafood, citing continued monitoring of Fukushima's treated water. In Europe, UK Chancellor Reeves is reportedly weighing tax relief for small businesses. Ahead, focus turns to UK CPI, Eurozone HCP, US trade data, FOMC minutes, and earnings from Nvidia, Target, and Lowe's. Thank you for listening. For up-to-date market news and access to the exclusive analyst chat, please check out the service.